Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, Fortune Theory, survivor of all turbulence, you know what it is? It's my game, survivor, come on.
Yeah, I'm a survivor, I look everywhere, all I see is fire, shouting up louder, all I'm desire, oh Lord. I'm a survivor, I'm a survivor, I look everywhere, all I see is fire, shouting up louder, all I'm desire, oh Lord. I'm a survivor.
You know what is brand new? I bring it to you just as new. 1, 2, 3, buckle up my shoes. You can listen to the news. The words that I utter, I testimony to good, better times in the past. I had my back through the walls, praises to God. I break the four walls, I broke on the back of the terrible beast. Now I be like this. My enemies is on your knees. Stack to the ground like glue. Listen to the tunes. My lyrics to your ears just sound like the morning dew. I don't just read only jealousy, but also read Matthew. I stop lots of pauses, I can steal through. Now I got money like the rain dropping on me like showers. I struggle to stay alive. Don't dive in the pool of death, cause if I can survive, so you can believe in yourself.
I'm a survivor, I look everywhere, all I see is fire, shouting up louder, all I'm desire, oh Lord. I'm a survivor, I'm a survivor, I look everywhere, all I see is fire, shouting up louder, all I'm desire, oh Lord. I'm a survivor.
Memories bring me back, histories of the past. I cannot watch my stories into lyrics. Listen to me. The battle is over. Let the burden be put off my shoulder. I'm strange today. So please don't mind the way I behave. Don't mind my manners, for my heart is now white, sad, and gray. You may call out my name. I might cast your memories back to yesterday. I was waiting, contemplating, debating, yearning for liberty. Here I come today. Yeah, what more can I say? I spring to agitation, I yearn to addiction. Regardless, when my heart took me back to the class of horizon. At the end, I crossed the bridge, sharing my experience way back when I was in gorgeous. Before now, it's tangled, I survived. And I'm glitter, I'm a leader, you know what it is, yeah, come on.
I'm a survivor, I look everywhere, all I see is fire, shouting up louder, all I'm desire, oh Lord. I'm a survivor, I'm a survivor, I look everywhere, all I see is fire, shouting up louder, all I'm desire, oh Lord. I'm a survivor.
Hello, and welcome to Show Talk to Angela Butler. The Angela Butler Show is dedicated to changing lives through education and awareness. Through knowledge, intellect, and education, we make a difference. Tonight we have with us as a guest, Latisha Hilliard, and Anthony Evans. These two people work together sometimes, and they are from Georgia, the state of Georgia. And Anthony Evans has a company that he's going to talk about, and he's going to be giving some advice on record deals and what to do and what not to do. And Latisha is the manager, I believe, of, if I'm correct, now correct me if I'm a Bone Crusher.
No, my son and my daughter. I manage my son and my daughter, and I have my own publishing company, and I'm also a songwriter signed to CSAC.
Okay, all right, that's incorrect. Please forgive me for that. How did you start Black Fam, Anthony?
I started Black Fam about 1999. And the reason why I decided to start this company was because I was very upset with what I was seeing, what was going on with the with these record labels as far as overlooking talent and the way that people was getting treated in the business. It's a lot of things that goes on in the business that a lot of people don't know about. And it was upsetting me. I was getting very upset about what I was saying. So I decided to go into business for myself, get my license, get my tax ID to make sure that the company was legit. So that's the number one key is when you're running a company, make sure you have a license and you have a tax identification number. So once you do that, I said I wanted to make an impact on the world as far as what type of information that I can share with the world, what can I do to make a difference that, you know, to add on additional to what's already going on. So what I did, I studied like I never studied before. I started buying books, started going to the library and just studied so that I can be able to make a difference in the world and educate, you know, the singers, the producers, just business owners, and to the correct way of how to run a business and get some positive results in this business. And so from there, I started off about 16 years old when I actually wanted to get into the music business. I started as a rapper, so I was 16 years old rapping, and things was okay, but I still didn't get to where I wanted to get. So what I did was just started educating myself in the music business as far as with the publishing,
okay.
How to go about. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I just you've explained my next question. What made you decide to start your own company? What does your company do? What does your company do?
My company does music consulting, personal management, video editing, publishing, and songwriting. We also do dibble and dab and a little promotion and marketing as well.
Okay. All right. That's what they call. What would you like to say about Miss Whitney Houston? I mean, it's shocking what has happened, that she died so young. Not the fact that she died, but that she died so young and in her prime. What would you like to say about Miss Whitney Houston?
You talking to me or Leticia?
Anthony.
When I got the information, I wanted to make sure that the information was proper. I thought it was a joke. I had to make some phone calls. And then after I made some phone calls, I wanted to get on the Internet to see what was going on. But I got the final say-so, and the say-so that I got was very disappointing. It was actually true. But at the time, I didn't have the information on how, you know, what happened, how she passed. But, you know, Miss Whitney Houston, she had a big impact on my life. And the first song I heard from her was a song called You Give Good Love. And when I heard that song, I couldn't sing, but I wanted to do something with that song so bad. So what I did was took that song, made a rap out of it at 16. And, you know, all I did was just loop the song. I just wanted to be a part of something that Whitney Houston was doing. You know, she had a real impact on my life. And I was just
okay.
So disappointed to actually hear that she was, you know, that she passed. Very disappointed. And she's going to always be here. She left an impact on this world. And, it's just so much. But it's very painful to me right now even to talk about it.
Yes, it's very painful for you. You were a big fan of hers, I gather. You really admired her and looked up to her. I loved her music, too. I never met Miss Houston, but and I don't know if you have either, but she influenced a lot of lives. You what?
Yeah, I had a chance to talk to her online. I never met her face-to-face, But she had actually reached out to me online, and I was just in shock, and she was just the nicest, you know, just the nicest thing in the world. She was saying, well, Anthony, make sure you don't go to this other, well, back then, I think it was about 4 or 5 years ago, somebody made up a fake MySpace Whitney Houston page. And she said, I'm letting everybody know that's not me. I can make my own page. Nobody is Miss Houston. I'm Miss Houston. She was upset about it.
Okay.
She had made her own page. And she had made her husband, Bobby, make his own page. And and she was just telling me to stay in contact with her as much as I could online.
Okay. All right. That's wonderful. Like I said, I've never met her, but her music, and well, her voice is what I remember the most in The Bodyguard. And I've always been a fan of Whitney Houston, and I know that lots of other people are too, and she's going to be sorely missed. Letitia.
Yes.
You are a manager and songwriter. Am I correct on this?
Yes, you are.
Who do you manage?
I manage my son. He goes by the name of Sean Doe, a.k.a. Shonda Don, and my daughter, Ashley, a.k.a. DJ Ash Boogie.
Okay. I was looking on YouTube at Shonda Don. Did I pronounce it right?
Right.
He has quite a following.
Yes.
If I'm correct, he had close to 200,000 views. Okay.
Yeah, all together with the dancers and a whole bunch of other people uploading his song. Yeah, he has a lot of views.
Could you tell the listening audience exactly what does a manager do, the difference between a manager and an agent?
Well, I'll just say what a manager does because that's what I've been doing. I've been managing my daughter since she was 13. She started out putting out mixtapes. We are from New York. I'm originally from New York. I moved to Atlanta in 06. So, yeah, she started putting out mixtapes with her cousin, which is my niece, called Baby, B About Your B.I., and she would just make CDs online, but she knew how to blend. She has an ear for music. So we did that for about 3 years in Harlem and the Bronx, really, really hard promoting her music and selling her CDs. And the response was so overwhelming. Everyone wanted to know, do you DJ, do you DJ? You know, she didn't DJ. She just did it on virtual DJ online. And it really sparked an interest in her when one guy asked her, how much you DJ, $300, $400, $500? And she was 16 at that time, and she said, you know what, if I can make that kind of money DJing, I really want to learn since I do put the, you know, CDs together really well. Everyone always, you know, was like, oh, my God, you know, I love your music,
uh-huh.
yada, yada. So, you know, she started DJing, you know, and right before that, my son had went into the recording studio, which is my brother's. He had it for about 10 years, and he was in college at the time, and my brother was like, you know what, you really are marketable. I see how the girls love you or whatever. Why don't you just write something and just come in the studio and lay it down? Well, he did just that, and it blew us all away. You know, so, you know, I just
want to say
to the parents, you know, your kids really have hidden talents. A lot of times you may not know it, and they might not even know it themselves, but it takes someone such as my brother to see in my kids what they didn't see in themselves or what I possibly didn't see, you know. And so he brought that out of both of them. And, you know, the rest is history. I mean, I knew that they had talent. We took his CD to the street as well, and the response was crazy. They absolutely loved it. And I decided to come to Atlanta. I was ready for a change anyway, but I knew with my kids, you know, basically, you know, music, you know, let's go to Atlanta, let's make it happen, because we were already doing a mixtape for 3 years, and I realized in New York, you know, everyone is really about self, you know, it's about me.
Uh-huh.
I get, you know, so I said I want to try a different venue and see
you're
what kind of success will happen.
You're breaking up a little bit?
Oh, okay.
Breaking up? Yep. Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so we came to Atlanta, and immediately we hooked up with DJ Aries, and we just, you know, really made a great connection. And my son created a major buzz for himself with a song he had called Bust Your Head, and it was really, really good. And my daughter was DJing all over the place, and the promoters really loved them so much that every time she would DJ, they would want my son to perform. And within that short period of time, he was in Hip Hop Weekly magazine, which is distributed worldwide. He was on the cover of SIR magazine, which is an Atlanta-based magazine. They even called him back to feature him inside with Michael Jackson on the cover. And he just had a lot of, like, people from South Carolina, North Carolina uploading his video and creating dances to it. And those are the views that you see. You know, you'll see some of them have 100,000 views, you know, because they really love the song so much. So that's how we created a buzz, you know, for my kids down here. And it's just been great. And my daughter, you know, with the passing of my mom, God bless her, in 2009, in the midst of all of this great success we were having, you know, we took a backseat to music for about a year and a half, because 3 months after my mom passed, my grandson was born. So my son wanted to definitely bond with his son, get to know his son. He put music on the back burner. And my daughter and I, we basically, you know, turned, you know, I wouldn't say turned our life over to God. We already had God in our lives, but we looked at him for new direction and where we needed to go, because, you know, life had a different meaning now that my mother was gone. And he shared with her that she didn't want to DJ anymore. She no longer wanted to be in a club and, you know, have it to pack up and jet out of there because somebody brought a weapon in the club or they were smoking and drinking and all that kind of stuff. Those, you know, we don't do those things. We don't judge anybody who do them, but we don't. And so she said, I want to turn my life around as far as this is concerned, and I want to go into songwriting, which is good because I started writing songs when I was 18. So it was like a dream. It was a dream resurrected for me through my daughter, you know, helping her and managing her. She sparked it in me to write again. And I knew right away once I left the IRS that I was not going to look for another job. I was not going to revise another resume. I was going to pursue my dream, something I had not been able to do since the age of 18 because I got married and had children, and it's a beautiful thing. But you can't for me at the time, I couldn't do both. You know, and I felt like this is a time now for me to live my life and do what I need to do. So I immediately went to CSAC, you know, let Capriccio hear my music, and he signed me as a songwriter. My publishing company is called Embracing Dreams Music Group, and my daughter is under me as a songwriter, and we've been writing songs. We got a catalog of close to 100 songs, many that we are demoing now as we speak. And we're just loving the ride and the journey that we're on right now. We see promise. We're connected with some great people. I met Anthony through LT, who I met at CSAC. I was introduced to him by Felt. And it's been a great ride. He told me, you know, do you know Anthony Evans? And I said, no. He said, well, he has a lot of information on the music business, publishing, and all of that. He's always posting things on, you know, Facebook. He's breaking down percentages. You know, I think you should check him out. And I did. And I hit him up on his inbox, and I told him, you know, how I discovered him. And, you know, and he asked me for my number, and we exchanged or whatever, and we had a conversation, and we met, you know, him and his wife, and, you know, LT and I, we all met, and it's been one journey, you know, ever since. We just been like, you know, like a family. You know, we understand what we're trying to do, where we're going, you know, what we want to see, you know, as far as our future and our families, our kids and everything. So, you know, it's a wonderful thing. So, you know, I'm thankful that I have met Anthony.
So that's where you're at. You're a songwriter, and you manage your daughter and your son. That's wonderful. What would you like to say, Letitia? What would you like to say about Miss Whitney Houston?
I would like to say, first of all, I was in a studio recording when I got the message. Okay, I got a text saying, Whitney Houston just died. And I thought it was a joke. And unfortunately, it wasn't a joke. But at the time, I could not really embrace that information and really concern myself with that because I was in the process of recording 3 songs that needed to get done. So it was best for me not to even believe it. So that's what I did. I kind of dismissed it. But after it was said and done and we left the studio, came home, and I'm on Facebook and I'm looking through the news feed and I'm like, oh, my God, like, this is really real. Like, she really did die. You know, and sometimes with death, everyone takes it differently. Some people are in denial at first. Some people get it right away and they break down. You know, for me, it was like surreal. It wasn't really happening because she is the reason why I started writing in the first place. Just like Anthony, when I first heard You Give Good Love, I was blown away. I remember being in high school.
Yeah.
I would come so forward to going home just to blast that song. And my stepfather – hated it because that's all I ever played, her whole album, front to back. But I ran You the Look, Give the Love in a hole. And he would just go to my mother screeching like, oh, my God, not again. Not again, you know, and how bad it was. But guess what? He grew to love the song. And he bought, I had the album. He went and bought the CD for me. And that was the first CD that I had ever owned, Whitney Houston.
Okay.
He fell in love with her just as much as I did. He couldn't take it no more. It was her and Stacey Lattisaw, Let Me Be Your Angel. Those two songs did it for me. And
yes.
I started right. She inspired me. When she hit that note, now I'm looking around. I mean, it was phenomenal. It was nothing like
okay.
it ever.
Yes, it was. Yes, she was great. She was great.
So she will be remembered for a lifetime. There's no one like her. There will never be anyone like her. And, you know, I just, you know, I'm still trying to really comprehend that she's no longer here. But I just, you know, for the people who say, you know, well, she had it coming and this and that, you know what? We all have issues. We all have problems. No one gets
mm-hmm.
through this life. We all,
right.
the strong survive, but there are many of us, even in our own families, that we have people who have addictions to alcohol or weed or dope, whatever it may be, because I know I have, and let's be real about it. We don't wish that on these people. They are doing that because they are weak. You know, it's not because they want to. It's a weakness that some people cannot deal with the issues of society, of life, period. You know, the things
right.
that you deal with. And, you know, especially if you don't have God in your life, you know, Satan is real, and he will talk to
yes,
you.
Yes, he is.
Inspire you. He will break you down if you don't have that upbringing and that foundation of God. And luckily for
that
me,
is correct.
I had it. My mother instilled that in me, and that's why I'm strong, and I'm able to teach my son and my daughter from early to stand strong on God's word, and that's why they are standing strong now. And I know if something happened to me today or tomorrow, my kids will be all right because I taught them how to turn to God for any and everything. But everybody's not taught that, how to do it. And unfortunately, they succumb to, you know, alcohol or whatever. You know, a lot of people want to blame Bobby, but, you know, she made a decision to marry Bobby, to be with Bobby. That was her decision. He could not have done anything to her that she did not agree to do. She was not under duress. She said, I do, just the same way he did. You know, she
okay.
lived her life, you know, and that's the way I look at it. She lived her life. She did what she wanted to do. She said, wreck it. God called her home. Let her rest in peace. Period.
Let her
all
rest in peace. Yes. Yes. Okay, listeners, we have with us Miss Letitia. Letitia, this was talking about Miss Whitney Houston, and we're going to go to break. Next we'll come back with Anthony Evans, and let's go to break. Let's listen to the Conglomerate Digital Magazine.
When you're searching for the latest news on entertainment, the economy, business, technology, and creative arts, choose
the Digital Conglomerate Magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24/7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate Magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere.
All right, that is the Digital Conglomerate Magazine. It is owned by Garland McLachlan. Also, do not forget Demetra Stewart. She is the owner of Atlanta Ambition Magazine. It's an online magazine. Check her out. Please do not forget Abby Maurice and Abby Merriweather. They're the creators of Vicelis, so don't forget them. You can hit them up on Facebook. Also, More Time to Sleep, created by Mr. Conti Catino. You can find More Time to Sleep on the internet, or you can call me or email me at AngelaButlerShow@gmail.com. Conti Catino is the inventor of More Time to Sleep, and it's for fussy babies, and it's a really good product. I feel that it is. Also, let's not forget, that's it for right now. Those are my announcements. So let's go to Mr. Anthony Evans. Anthony.
Yes.
Anthony?
Okay,
yeah, I'm here.
You've been quiet a long time there. I know you've been waiting. What advice could you give to others who are trying to land a record deal? What advice could you give to them?
The advice that I would give to anyone that wants to get in the music business, or you said record deal, is to make sure that's something that you really have a passion to do. You have to have a passion for it, because there's going to be times when you do a show and you might not get paid for that show. You got to really go out there, show and prove that this is something you want to do, because you are being, whether you want to or not, you are being in competition with the Chris Browns, with the Rihannas, whoever is hot at that time. That's who people are going to compare you with. So you really have to make sure you have a great stage performance. Make sure your music is mixed and mastered. It has great quality. And just go out there and do your thing. Make sure you have a nice team, somebody that believes in you. Go to business meetings when you can.
Okay. All right, listen, this is Anthony Evans. He's given some advice on record deals, how to get a record deal. He said make sure it's something that you really want to do. Anthony, how long have you been in the business, songwriting business, management business, marketing business? How long have you been in this business?
20 years.
Okay, 20 years. That's a long time. So you're real good at what you do then.
I don't know if I'm good at what I'm doing, but this is something that I have a passion for, and it's a God-given talent, and I just want to be able to leave an impact in this world before I'm gone myself. I want to be able to leave an impact, and I want others to do the same. Just teach someone else how to do what you have done.
Pass knowledge along. Okay, who are some of the people that you have worked with in your 20 years? Just name a few.
Bone Crusher, T-Pain. The list goes on and on. UGK,
okay.
Dub G from UGK. Vic London, which is a platinum producer at the time. He did something for LFG, which was a group called, in that group, it was Gerald LaVert, Keith Sweat, and Johnny Gill, all platinum singers.
Okay.
And the list goes on.
All right. Right, and I'd like to give a shout-out to Mr. Eddie LaVert, Jr. I hope you're listening to the show. What are some of your goals or vision for your company? What are some of your goals for your company?
What are your projects?
What are your projects that you're working on? Maybe that would be a better question.
Okay, so that's what you want me to answer, that one?
Yes.
My projects right now, I'm really, really focusing on getting my songs placed. And song placement means that you want to get a song placed in a movie, TV, TV sitcoms, TV commercials, and restaurants. Because the thing about selling records and getting your song played on the radio, it's not how the income level is just not there anymore. You know, and it's real important. You can get a large lump sum of money if you can get a song in a movie. You can get anywhere from $30,000 to $50,000 on up. And that's just one song. But if you try, if you make a CD and you want to sell that CD, you might not get a million or anything. So your chances are, very slim right now, the way that the labels are going. You have to do something really extraordinary to really get the record sales and things coming in.
All right. Okay, I understand. I hope my listeners understood, too. Letitia, what is your educational background? What advice would you give to someone who's listening? Because I have somebody on chat who wants to know, how did you become a manager? How did you learn to do that?
Her name is Marie. Okay.
Okay. I didn't go to school to learn how to be a manager. I think I'm a leader. I'm a born leader. I just have leadership skills. I've always led by example. And I think if you are a leader, that you can basically lead in every area of your life. And when it comes to my kids, I love them more than life itself. And I want to make sure that, you know, they're not taken advantage of and that no one is doing anything to them that is not right. So it's in my best interest to manage my kids. So when anyone wants to, you know, do any business with them, they have to come through me first. And, you know, that's the way it's always been. So, you know, managing is just, if you have children, you know, you kind of know what that's like. You have to manage your children. You have to make sure they're okay, they're fed, they have shelter, you know, they go to school. You know, we all have managerial skills. We just, you know, need to apply them in areas that it will benefit us, you know, as far as financially. And that's all I did. I just transcended what was natural to something that's, you know, in a business sense.
Okay. Anthony Evans, what is your educational background? The same person is asking this. She wants to know what your educational background is, and her question is, did you go to college, or did you just learn this through networking? And she wants to know, how would she start to work for you? How could she send her resume to you?
Oh, wow. The first thing you want to do, you can go to my Facebook page, which will be facebook.com, Anthony Evans. And you will see Anthony, there's a lot of Anthony Evanses that's online and that's on Facebook. But mine would say music consultant. So that one should be able to separate me from every other Anthony there is. You also see a picture of me, you know. And, you know, because a lot of people are getting me mixed up with Tony Evans' son and Anthony Evans, the singer. That's not me. I'm just, you know.
Okay.
And as far as the education in college, that's very important if you can go. But when I decided to go to college, I didn't even go to college for music. I went to college for ministry. And I took Visions 1 and 2, and I took Biblical Chronology. And I graduated with honors. But, you know, it was just something about the music just kept leading me into wanting to just, you know, stay in the music industry and get involved in the music industry. So I just took it and educated myself. A lot of people, when you say education, a lot of people run from that because they're thinking about math and everything else. But if you're interested in something, educate yourself in what you're interested in. You don't have to run into the, you know, the other things, not unless you want to. But educate yourself in what you're interested in, and you master that. And once you master that, then you can go share it with the world. You can educate the world. You become powerful and not powerless.
Okay. All right, listen, that was Anthony Evans, the CEO, I believe, of Black Fam. Okay, Black Fam, would you tell the listeners one more time, because there was someone who didn't call in, but they're on chat, named Laura, Lonnie, I can't really see that name very well, I think it's Lonnie, Londra, she's asking, asking for the same, well, he just gave that information out, so don't worry about that, unless you want to give it out again. How to hit you up on Facebook.
Yeah, I'd be more than happy because a lot of people probably didn't have their pens or their paper ready, so I'm going to give the information out once more for the people that didn't have their pens or paper ready. I know how it is when people give out information.
Okay.
You're running and you're looking for that pen, you're running looking for that pencil, and the person already finished saying what they said. So I'm going to repeat it one more time. It will be facebook.com Anthony Evans. And not to confuse me with the Anthony Evans, the singer, or Tony Evans, the minister. I'm Anthony Evans, the music consultant, personal manager, and video editor. I can also be reached at, my phone number is 678-357-9109. I'm going to say that one more time because I know somebody still did not have their pen or their paper. I know you didn't. So I'm going to repeat that phone number one more time. The phone number is 678-357-9109. You can leave a message.
Okay.
If I don't answer, I will get back with you. I promise. Just make sure you know your music is mixing mastered really good. You have good quality pictures, and I will take you to the next level that you need to go.
Letitia, this is for Londra, Lonnie. I'm having trouble seeing that. My glasses are getting fogged up. I apologize for mispronouncing your name on chat. She just wanted to know anybody else besides your children as management. She was just curious, wanting to know.
I don't. LT and I are strongly considering starting a management company in the near future. Right now I'm concentrating on getting my songs placed as well as my daughter's. That's my priority right now. And down the line, we have already, sat and spoke about starting a management company because I do love artist development and helping, artists, get to the level that they need to be. I really have a passion for that. And I will also like to add, too, that, yes, about education. I did go to college. I went to Pace University, and I also, got my degree as a court stenographer, and I did that for about 15 years in New York, which has nothing to do with music. Music is just a passion of mine. It's in my blood. I get it from my dad. He used to manage Little Richard and Lloyd Price, who missed the personality way back in the day. And it's in my blood. It's my passion. I can't live without it. I will die if I cannot hear music or do music or write. But, life happens and you do, you get married, you have kids, and my mom got ill. So, I wasn't able to pursue my dreams, but I'm definitely pursuing them now. And I thank God for that opportunity.
And there's nothing wrong with that. You're never too late to live your dreams. It's never too late to live your dreams, and there's no such thing. And the only people who fail are those who stop trying. So you're succeeding, and you're successful, Letitia, and I congratulate you. It's good to see a woman, doing her thing. Anthony Evans, I thank you for coming on the show. I thank you for allowing me to contact you and talk to you. I really appreciate you coming on the show and doing this interview.
It's always a pleasure.
I still have people who are chatting, who want to chat, but I've got to end the show because I'm running out of time. And
they can hit me on Facebook, and they can hit my inbox if they would like to. And I'd be more than happy to answer their questions if I could.
Okay. The call-in number was 1-347-327-9376. I just want to let you know, those of you on chat who were too scared to call in, you could have called in. I wouldn't have gave away your whole name, and things like that. I don't have a way of tracing those calls or anything, so you could have called in. instead of hitting us on chat, but I thank those of you, the few people who did come on chat, next time try to call in. This has been Show Talk with Angela Butler. Thank you, Letitia, Miss Letitia. This has been Show Talk. Yes. Go ahead.
Yes. I wanted to plug my daughter's website. She also does interviews. She interviews artists. Her latest interview is with Dondria, who signed a Social Death. And that's www.djashboogie.com. And from there, you can kind of access us by Facebook and everything else, but I think that'll be easier. djashboogie.com.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you for that. And thank you both for coming on.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
When you're searching for the latest news on entertainment, the economy, business, technology, and creative arts, choose
the Digital Conglomerate Magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24/7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate Magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere.
listening that was free, Fareed Braxton. He's gone. He's an R&B singer. Check him out on Reverb Nation. This is going to end Show Talk with Angela Butler. We had with us tonight Anthony Evans and Letitia Hilton. So check them out on Facebook. And those of you who want to call and get some advice, they gave out the number. All right, we're going to end the show tonight. I like to say this is Black History Month, and Black History Month should not just be celebrated for the shortest month in the year, I may add, not trying to be negative, but it should be celebrated all year long. So teach your kids Black history. All right. Have a good night, everyone. Bye.